Okay, everybody strap in. We've got somebody really sick with this coronavirus. We gotta get out of here. Shut the door, please. We gotta go. Get the countdown going. We have to leave this planet forever. Let's go. Strap in.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
We're gone. Here we go. Goodbye. Goodbye, coronavirus. Goodbye. And we're gone. We're gone. Folks, you know, I'm just playing around here. My name's Brian, and welcome to Clarity Radio. It is for March the 6th, 2020, and we're just having lots of fun here. I've been away for 3 weeks. I haven't been feeling well. I'm feeling much better. We have a very, very important program. We're making fun, but I mean, there's a solution. Everyone's running around. Well, not everyone, but people are really having a tough time with this. It's like, okay, we can't handle this. Let's have the financial markets crash. Let's have a whole bunch of people make money. Let's do some sort of an adjustment. I mean, it's just crazy. And people are running around in circles out there trying to come up with a vaccine, a cure, and everything else. And it's not an easy one to come up with a vaccine or a cure. And I'm going to partially explain that to you. And there are four segments. This is segment one. And there's one thing I need you to do. I need a whole bunch of you to contact Bayer in Germany, B-A-Y-E-R. There is a female scientist that has the ability to work with me and develop a very, very efficient vaccine and also a cure. So I need you to contact the president, the CEO, head of research of this company in Germany. But I need you to make phone calls. I need you to phone them. Let them know about me. I need you to contact the German government. Let them know about me. The German embassies in Canada, let them know about me. I will work with the scientists. And together, assuming that everything's okay, they agree to work with me, we can come up with the correct vaccine that will be highly, highly, highly effective. Okay? So that's what you can do, and you need to do this as soon as possible. So, 9 points. Segment one, and the first point, how do I say this? Explain the matrix. How do I explain the matrix? We are in the matrix. The problem is we think we're not in the matrix. We think that we're in the 100% free will universe where we have 100% free will. We're here in the matrix because the matrix makes us accountable for what we did in the 100% free will or what we did not do, which eventually brought harm to somebody or to yourself. And so when you're in the matrix, you have very little free will. But part of us, we have energy. We have a mind. We have a subconscious. And the mind energy in the subconscious is very interesting. I'm able to discern this. And the mind energy basically tells me your most recent matrix experiences, human life experiences. And the subconscious energy tells me all about your 100% free will universe experience you most recently had. It also explains to me why you're sick, why you have problems, why things are not well for you in this matrix. It gives me a lot of information on every human being on this planet. I get to know everything. There are no secrets. And so as we move on to point number two, here's something that you really need to understand. We speak, and many people have spoken about good karma and bad karma. And when we're talking about karma, going back to the 100% free will, of course you don't understand this completely, or do you remember? But there are oaths that we can make to others in the 100% free will that causes us to take on someone's bad karma. And that oath is that you agree to die for someone. You agree to die for a country, an institution, a group of people, a cult leader. It could be anybody. It could be your parents. It could be your spouse. It could be anybody. But you made the oath to die for these individuals. And so you come into the matrix. And the person that you made the oath to in the 100% free will, if they have some bad karma to go through, which is going to cause them to lose their life, you are the target to take on their karma. And so many of you don't understand this, and you don't know whether or not if you are taking on someone's karma. But when we talk about your mind entity and your subconscious entity, what happens is when you are taking on someone's karma, their mind entity and their subconscious entity is transferred to your physical body, and your good fortune mind and subconscious entity is transferred to their physical body. And so they take on your good stuff that you would experience through life, and they transfer the crap that they would have to go through to you. And these individuals, I mean, they have mastered the matrix. They know how it works. They probably had 500 incarnations to learn how it works. And so the important thing you need to understand is that if they transfer their bad karma to you, their mind energy and the subconscious energy that comes from them, this energy interacts with your genes, your stem cells, etc., etc., etc. The mitochondria, it interacts with all these different genes and cells. But they can also transfer to you their whole family bad karma. And they can scoop up your family good karma and transfer it to their family. And so they end up taking, stealing your family good karma, and you, your family, you end up taking their bad karma. And it could be pretty bad. It could be pretty bad. There's a reason why I'm talking about this. Is it connected to the coronavirus? Yes, 100%. So the third point, what am I trying to say? What am I trying to say? Since the coronavirus was announced several months ago, everyone who got the virus at that time prior to this week, only prior to this week, because there's been a change, I'll explain that, they took on someone else's bad karma. Everybody. All the people who got the virus, all the people who died of the virus prior to this week, they made oaths to someone, something, institution, something to die for someone else. And so they basically took on the coronavirus for somebody else. So if you, in a past life, or even in this life, again, made an oath to die for, well, an institution, again, it could be a government institution. It could be a private institution. It could be a research institution. It could be any type of institution. And you could make oaths to that institution. Let's say if it's a government institution. And you make a commitment to die. So let's say that government institution in the 100% free will did something to cause injury, death to others. The people who are working for the government, the scientists, they're able to transfer their karma to those who agree to die for the government. This could be any government worldwide in the 100% free will universe. You see, what happens is when this happens, when someone makes an oath to die for an institution, the scientists, for the most part, they're off the hook. Well, for the most part, prior to this week, they were off the hook. But when they came into the matrix on some level, they thought they were off the hook, that they had transferred their bad karma to someone else. Now, this week, there's been a change in the matrix. Now, these individuals that were able to transfer their bad karma to someone else, they can't do it anymore. God has intervened. God has stopped this. This was part of a subconscious dark agenda. And the dark agenda with the coronavirus, it has now been stopped though. So you don't need to worry. This was part of bringing everyone down to our knees, the financial markets and everything. So we can eventually lead into World War III. So the dominoes that were falling have stopped. And sure, the stock market's probably going to go through some sort of adjustment, but it will likely recover because the software program in the Matrix has basically stopped the escalation of a possibility of anything that could trigger World War III. Now the software program is in place for scientists to come up with a vaccine, a cure, and I hope that I'm one of those that will help the German government and bear the world. I'm here to help the world, and I really want to help the world. But the key is that the software program is moving the world towards greater stability. But we still have to go through some rough rides, but we're all going to come out of it. So I don't want you to worry about this. Going on to the fourth point. So how do you get your authentic mind and subconscious energy back while it's with somebody else? One of the things we have to realize in this matrix that there is a Almighty God, there is a God, and there is a Christ consciousness. I would be an absolute fool to turn my back on this, because this is the one that saved my life last week. I thought I was going to die. Like, I mean, I actually thought I was going to die, but I pulled through with it. And the Father has saved my life so many times. So many times. Like I said, I would be a fool to turn my back on this. So what you got to do to get it back, you have to go through a forgiveness with the Almighty God. And that's going to be in the fourth segment. You can go through the Christ, God, Almighty God, whatever you feel comfortable. With me, I go to the Almighty God because the Christ works through me. And that's where I go. And because the Christ works through me, that's why I'm able to sit down with a scientist and discern the vaccine. And I can tell them what they need to do to improve on that vaccine to make it safer. The key is safety and to make it work. I'm able to do this because of the Christ that works through me. And so as we move to the fifth point, the exercise. And when you do the exercise in the fourth segment here, you need to be really sincere, and you have to have some form of remorse, and you have to be able to denounce a lot of your beliefs. But first you need to validate if you are taking on someone's bad karma. This is what you need to know. And you can do this because you yourself, you know who you are. For example, if you have fear of failure, in every case, here, take the psychology books. Come on, clear it off the table. Take it off the stand. Take it off the bookshelves. Here, move it out. Move it out. Move it out. Close the door on it. Close it. Because that information is not going to help you. It's not going to help you. You're going to spend 20 years trying to figure out why you have fear of failure. It's not going to help you. The truth is, in every case, remember, we are in the matrix. This is where we pay our debts. This is where we are accountable. We're not in the 100% free will. In every case, you are taking on someone's bad karma. If you have fear of failure, in every case, you are taking on someone's bad karma. This is why the fourth segment is absolutely important to you. It will help you clear everything and get your correct, authentic mind and subconscious back. It will do it for you. It will help you get it back. But if you have, and a lot of people do, have fear of success, you are taking on institutional bad karma. You're taking on institutional bad karma because you made an oath to some institution. When you have fear of failure, you mostly go through life and you self-sabotage your success because you're not allowed to be successful because you're taking on someone's failure. If you are successful, the energy that's on you will punish you. That's how it works. Fear of success. What happens with that is you give everything away to others. Your hard work, your ideas, everything, you give it away. And if you don't give it away, there's going to be an entity on you that will basically cause you to have anxiety, some disease, something will happen to you. That's the way it works. That's why the fourth segment is very critical to you if you believe you have these two fears. The good news is that you can get rid of it, assuming that somebody has stolen your good fortune and you have taken on someone else's bad fortune. So as we go to the sixth point here, let's motivate you to do the exercise to heal your mind and soul. Let's give you more information. Now, not everyone will be successful because the people who have authentic program to fail, well, you may not be scot-free because there is a little small group that fits into this category. But most people, they don't fit into this category. And it's a totally different situation altogether. It's real bad karma. These people really have bad karma. I'm not being told, even these people who have this incredible bad karma, they don't have fear of success or failure, the ones that are programmed to actually fail. They're just going to fail. That's it. Because they don't have that sort of indicator. They don't have thoughts coming that says, you're supposed to fail. They don't have that. So it's true in every case, when someone has fear of failure, fear of success, it's because they're taking on someone's bad karma. But there's been a change. Again, prior to this week, that was the case. That was the case. But this week, it's not the case. So when we take a look at the coronavirus, you can, on some level, look at it as thinning of the herd. We're basically thinning the herd. No pun intended. Has a lot to do with cruelty to animals in the 100% free will existence. And here, it's about removing people who directly or indirectly cause injury in the 100% free will in five dominant areas. Five. It could be more, but for today, it's five. And the first one, they were involved in animal cloning. Two, they treated animals real bad. Three, they clone animal meat. Four, they exploited animals for profit. And five, they lied to the public, telling the public that everything was safe, everything was okay. Thus, lung disease, coronavirus. It's just, if you listen to my last broadcast about 10 to the minus 13, the meat itself had a charge, 10 to the minus 13, a positive charge. This made the meat unsafe. But the people who profit out of this business, they don't care about that. They're going to convince you that it's okay. But the Matrix says it's not okay, and the Matrix says that tests will be developed to show that it's not okay. But actually, the test has been developed. It just needs to be certified, and that's another story on its own. Okay, so point number seven. So another reason to do a self-healing is that I'm trying to motivate you to do the healing in the fourth segment on your own. Because in the future, if man does not change its behavior of destroying God's original creation or changing it, more viruses, more microbes is on its way. And if you had anything to do with more in a 100% free will, the more destruction, then you're going to be a good target for new viruses. So what new viruses are potentially on its way? Well, one to do with human cloning. Babies will be deformed. And the ones that will infect the mother were humans in another incarnation who were human clones. They will pass the microbe to the mother. They'll do it. And that will interfere with the overall development of the fetus. It will come to pass. GMO, there's going to be viruses that will come directly from the plant. Directly from the plant. That will weaken the immune system of humans. And there won't be any type of treatment for most people that has the bad karmic debt to pay. They're going to have to go through the rest of their life with this weakened immune system. And so because the governments of the world who supported GMO, cloning, etc., etc., they're going to have to pick up the healthcare tab in the Matrix, which is going to run into the billions. Because he's saying in the 100% free will, governments did support these technologies. And he's saying over time, again, billions will have to be paid out to cover the healthcare cost of many. See, in the 100% free will, when you take a look at Canada, the government really didn't pay for healthcare. We were able to pay ourselves because there wasn't really a lot to pay for. Because number one, in the 100% free will, genetic diseases did not exist, only environmental diseases. Much of the budget of the Canadian government healthcare is based on treating genetic diseases. Long term. It's not based on you going in and you break an arm. No, it's based on cancer, diabetes, heart disease. Just goes on and on and on. And there wasn't any genetic heart disease, cancer, diabetes in the 100% free will. And this applies to other governments besides Canada. I can only see what's going to happen with the United States. The United States was involved in so many wars in the 100% free will. Over the next 20 years, there's going to be, oh my God, the rate of diabetes, heart disease, cancers is just going to go through the roof. We're talking genetic. It's just going to go through the roof. But they can't afford it. The healthcare system in the U.S. is crap for the most part. If you're rich, you're okay. Take a look at the number one causal factor of bankruptcies is people can't afford their open heart surgery and they got to sell their house to pay the bill and then some. Big problem. It's because what they did in the 100% free will, they became accountable in the Matrix. The bill always arrives. Okay, the eighth point. So the key to self-healing when we're talking about the coronavirus, Again, you've got to get your authentic mind and soul back from the one who has it now. That's what you got to do. I mean, you can get your family involved in the actual self-healing. We're talking about the fourth segment. Or if your family doesn't want to do it, you could be the father or the mother on behalf of all your family members. You can represent them to God, to the Almighty God, Christ, God, Almighty God. Christ and God are two different energies, two different states of consciousness. The Almighty God is a different state of consciousness. There's three different states of consciousness, all have a different purpose, all have a key purpose, all have an important purpose to help us. And so a mother can represent the whole family and do the healing on behalf of other members of the family, or the father can. So you're not stuck. If you've got someone who is a non-believer, one of your children, a spouse, God will show mercy if you are sincere. So in order for you to be given a chance to avoid infection of the coronavirus and future potential new viruses, you must get your authentic mind and soul back. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. But at the same time, there has been a shift. There has been a shift where one was taken on someone's bad karma. It's now been transferred back. But yet, I'm being told you should still do it. Maybe there's something I don't understand, but do the exercise regardless, okay? Do it because I'm not given all the information at once. And so those who speak against this truth, well, if you have been relieved of someone else's bad karma, you've got your good karma back, and you speak against this, you may end up losing your good karma, your authentic mind and authentic subconscious. So you have to be very careful that you don't speak against this truth. This is the time for everyone, 7 billion plus. This is the moment to be very selfish, to get your authentic mind and your soul back and get it back for your family. This is the time for you to be selfish, and you need to be able to close, shut down your ears to the chatterboxes of negativity, to the noise. The TV set, turn it off. Don't even watch the news because it's just noise. You're just listening to noise because there is no resolution there. But there are people like me around the world that has been asked to directly get involved with solving the problem instead of talking about the problem and scaring the crap out of everybody. That's the difference here. So ninth point before we go to break. So people who are likely to be attracted to the coronavirus, well, besides having fear of failure or success, and again, there's been a change. So a lot of you who maybe 2 weeks ago felt that you had this fear, and today you don't have it, it's likely because there was a change that took place for you. And somebody was highly instrumental in making this happen. I can't discuss this person, but this is a big thing. What has happened is a big thing. So another thing, when I discerned the people who've died of the coronavirus or who haven't, almost everyone, they have incredible levels of self-hatred on a subconscious level, like very deep, but I can pull it up. And once I mention it, they're crying. They go, yeah, this is true. And the reason why they have it or had it, because they were making oaths to others, agreeing to die for someone else. And that's why they hate themselves so badly. They've never been happy. Because they were born into this matrix to die for someone else and never be happy because of subconscious self-hatred to themselves that they took on someone's karma. Not only that, they took on someone's family karma, the self-hatred of their own family members being injured, harmed, and the other families taking their good karma, having a better time in life, being more successful. I mean, this is tough. This is on a subconscious level. There's tears, they're crying, but they don't know why. They don't know why. And so as I am the go-to scientist on this planet, I'm going to work with someone. And I'm supposed to work with Germany. I'm supposed to work with Bayer. I'm supposed to work with a female scientist. And I'm not surprised that I'm to work with a female scientist because they're much more in the heart. They're not so much into the head. And it's not going to be something about competition. It's not going to be about me working with a male scientist so they can get the Nobel Prize. So when they get the Nobel Prize, I don't even exist. Meanwhile, I gave them the vital information to the vaccine. A woman's different. They think differently in general. So that's why it's a woman. If some of you are asking why a woman, that's the reason. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we're going to go to our science song. So my name is Brian, and you are listening to Clarity Radio, and this is for the March 6, 2020 broadcast. Thank you. Thank you, Coldplay, and let's talk about science. My name is Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio, March the 6th, year 2020. And yes, we're talking about the coronavirus, which many people around the world, around the globe, they're talking about coronavirus. So let's be part of the chattering. So here we go. Now, before one should do the healing exercise, this is the fourth segment to come. You must take this opportunity to learn more of the science of the coronavirus that may not yet be known to the general scientific community. So let's go. So when we take a look at the first main point, allow me to start by saying to negate the idea that consciousness drives physicality is an absolute disrespect to science, to truth, to the matrix, to God. Absolute disrespect, and is dumb. It's dumb to think that there is no consciousness that drives physicality. It's dumb to think that the coronavirus is not driven by various states of consciousness. It's dumb. I want to work with someone who is scientifically evolved and who is also spiritually evolved. That's the type of person I need to work with. And that's why I have to go to Germany. Because there certainly is a consciousness that drives this virus. So metaphorically speaking, the coronavirus is driven by a software program. The whole matrix is driven by a software program. And the virus itself is based on five independent personalities. Each personality is subject to binary code based on yes or no. This is how my gift works, a binary code. See, the key to stopping the coronavirus, you must attack the coronavirus with physicality having in total six binary codes in order to confuse the virus and disarm the virus by causing the binary system of the virus to crash. This is a metaphor, but this is what scientists need to think about. This is what you need to think about. Think about what you can't see, what you can't test. Accept this truth. It's going to help you solve the problem. So as we move to point number two. So more on the five binary systems of the coronavirus. Wow. So the first one, the first binary system. Again, it operates, they all do, operate on a yes or no system. They receive information from stem cells, given permission to invade. The stem cell itself gives permission for the virus to invade. See, we're thinking stem cell, well, you're not supposed to do that, stem cell. You're supposed to protect us. You're supposed to create the environment that the coronavirus can't survive in. No, but the stem cell gives permission from that mind energy. That mind energy that was on someone weeks, months ago that have died, they took on someone else's karma. They took on someone else's mind energy. That mind energy interacted on a conscious level with a stem cell that gave the stem cell permission to say to the coronavirus, invade. Wow. I mean, that's it. That's what's going on a level that we can't see. We can't test. You see, the first binary personality, it gives the second binary personality permission to invade. See, the first personality is not doing the invasion. It's the second personality. So as we move on to try to understand the second personality, the second binary personality, wow, it attaches itself to the red blood cells. And so the red blood cells, well, what do they have? What sort of system do they have? What sort of binary system do they have? The coronavirus has five, but the red blood cell only has one. It doesn't have any backup, just one. It has no defense mechanism against the coronavirus. You could say that the red blood cell on some level is less intelligent. You could say on some level the coronavirus is much more intelligent because it's got four extra binary systems. It could think quicker. It could move quicker. And this is what we're dealing with metaphorically. And when we move on to the third binary system, just remember the second one, this one is doing the invasion. It's attached itself to more red blood cells. But when we go to the third binary system, this one within the virus, coronavirus, causes the virus to divide. And it gets permission from your subconscious. Your subconscious gives permission due to an oath. The one that you said you will die for somebody, or maybe die for yourself. It could be anything. It's complicated, but it's about dying for someone. It could be self-karma. It could be so many different possibilities. But your subconscious gives permission. And the virus attaches itself to, again, the red blood cells. What is it doing? It's basically suffocating the red blood cells. It's taking oxygen out of the cells. That's what it's doing. And as these cells divide, it attaches itself to the various red blood cells, killing the red blood cells by removing the oxygen. Wow. See, this virus needs oxygen to be strong, to be stronger. It's highly intelligent, highly effective. You cannot poker face this coronavirus. But this coronavirus, at this time, it can poker face us. But I believe a day coming real soon when the vaccine's out, the cure and everything else is established, that we're going to be able to poker face the coronavirus. I know that. So as we're moving along here, the removal of oxygen, what does it symbolize? Cruelty to animals, causing the demise of the animals by removing oxygen from them, inflicting pain, suffering, whatever. It also symbolizes the inability for man to coexist with animals' nature. Now, this is a result of what happened in the 100% free will. Plus, it also symbolizes that man has a very weak defense mechanism against bad karma. We can't poker face bad karma. Well, some of us do try to transfer our bad karma to others. But again, that's been corrected. But prior to this week, many were able to successfully do it. So we're on the fourth binary personality. The fourth binary system, we call it system. Again, it's a metaphor. Well, it caused the continued division of virus parts/particles already divided. So when these new division particles are attached to the red blood cells, this fourth stage, we call it a stage, sure, why not? This happens in the bone marrow. And so these viruses get instruction from the mind, and the mind says, you must take on my karma. Or if it comes from the subconscious, now he's telling me it can come from both areas, this is energy, you must go through your own karma. And so in the bone marrow, it kills the red blood cells in the bone marrow, again, removing the oxygen. And so you've got division parts of new viruses moving throughout the body. And where does it move to the next stage? We call it stage 5. It moves to the lungs. That's where it goes. So this virus, if we want to take a look at binary systems 1, 2, 3, and 4, because we can say it's stage 1, 2, 3, and 4, and we're now moving to understand stage 5. We can say this. So when we're moving along, now we're on a fourth point. So the fifth binary system, these newly divided viruses, parts in the bone marrow, heads for the lungs. And once it hits the lungs, again, it is fifth stage. It is palliative care, same as cancer. In cancer, you actually have 5 pre-stages to stage 0. Then you've got stage 1, 2, 3, and 4 with cancer. Stage 5, not really recognized, but stage 5 is palliative care. And there's a separate marker in the human body to show that you're at stage 5. That's when your eyes are glazed over. This is when your soul basically is out of your body and you're just glazed. You're just ready to go. You're in a lot of pain. You've lost a lot of weight. Cancer spread. You are ready to go. And this is something similar with the coronavirus, because even though it goes to the lungs, from there it can spread anywhere. But it goes to the lungs, and eventually the patient dies if it's not treated correctly. That's what happens. And so moving on to the fifth point, the fifth major point here. On a physical level, how do the stem cells give virus permission to invade or cause one to die? How? Well, the first way is by the stem cell actually shutting down. Because if it's active, it's playing some role to create some sort of environment that is healthy. But the coronavirus, very smart. And so you've got the multiple coronaviruses that attach themselves to the stem cell. So yes, so more than one virus will attack that stem cell. And the virus removes, again, oxygen from the stem cell. Very, very, very smart. I mean, they are very, very smart. They can get as small as 10 to minus 144, and science absolutely does not recognize that. They think I'm crazy. And it can be dormant in the bone marrow, even though someone's been told they have no symptoms. but it can go to a point where science cannot detect such a small existence. We can't even say it's particle because, I mean, 10 to the minus 36 particle, maybe yes, yes, no, no. But once you get beyond 10 to the minus 36, you're looking at a form of energy. And so this energy, 10 to the minus 144, this energy is in the bone marrow, and it has the ability to recreate a actual physical coronavirus a year down the road, 6 months down the road, 1 month. And then it can actually start to infect other people without the person, the carrier, showing symptoms. That's what's dangerous about this virus. Because it can get to a point where it can no longer be detected, but it's still in the physical body, and it can raise its ugly head down the road. That's why I have to work with the German scientists. I asked Father, why German? I said, is that the only country I can work with? He says, for now, yes. No one else. I said, okay, fine. But that's why it's critical to get this under wraps. I mean, I'm prepared to work with Bayer, the government, have the government send a report to our Prime Minister of Canada, even to the President of the United States, even to the head of WHO. I'm prepared for them to have a weekly report. I have no problems with that. But these darn viruses are very smart in causing the removal of oxygen from cells, human cells. Very smart. Okay, so we're on the sixth point. After someone dies of coronavirus, what do we need to think about? See, a dead body that died from a coronavirus can release gases. These gases are able to, through pressure, cause the viruses to be released airborne. They're able to push the gas out the body because, yes, they cause the gas to come out, and they come out with the gas. Very smart. And all people who have died of this virus should be cremated right away. Right away. And one of the things that coronavirus loves is sugar. It does not like an alkaline body. It really hates a highly alkaline body. It loves those bodies that are just filled with acid levels, high acid levels. So maybe that's a clue. People should avoid sugar. We're talking white sugar. So the seventh point. So what are we learning here? We are learning that the coronavirus can be one's own bad karma or taking on someone else's bad karma. That's what we've learned. But again, a shift in the matrix has taken place where those who were passing their bad karma to others in reference to this coronavirus, it's not happening anymore. And we've learned that swearing oaths and a 100% free will to someone to promise to die for them, to a country, institution. Well, when you do this and you come into the matrix here, this is where we're all accountable for all our beliefs, belief systems, our statements, our oaths, our vows, commitments, blah, blah, blah. This is where we get kicked in the butt because we made those dumb oaths. And this is why many reasons in the matrix, because it's a struggle between the dark and the light in the matrix. It's a huge, huge struggle. And this is why the dark doesn't want anyone to know about past lives, doesn't want anything to do with the matrix. Doesn't want anyone to know about the 100% free will. Wants everyone to believe that we have 100% free will. This is it. This is our only one life. And if you still accept it, particularly after you listen to this broadcast, another reason could be you are held hostage. Someone has you held hostage. You've got something on you that says you're not allowed to believe in past lives, that if you do, that entity, that energy will punish you. That could be another possibility. But you've got to be able to move on out of this matrix. Otherwise, what happens is when you continue to accept beliefs that bring you harm, you don't get off the treadmill. You just keep coming back in the matrix and having the same dumb, stupid experience. Meanwhile, if you had just said, hey, hang on, you know what? I think there's a possibility that Brian may be right. Let me get rid of all these oaths. And that's the fourth segment. So we're heading that way. So the eighth point. So what else did we learn? Well, we learned that physicality is driven by consciousness, i.e. the mind and the soul gives permission to stem cells, the coronavirus, to continue the process of disease, the process of death. We've learned that. We've also learned that fear of failure and fear of success may indicate you have taken on someone's bad karma. Remember, there has been a shift. Now, if I was to do this broadcast 3 weeks ago, I wouldn't be talking about the shift. Okay, now we're going to go to the ninth point. When we look at this ninth point, what else have we learned? We've learned that the virus is very intelligent. The virus has 5 binary systems. The red blood cells has 1. Now, new information. In addition, the most intelligent stem cell in your body only has 3 binary systems. Just 3. So you're talking about the coronavirus going against the most intelligent stem cell that only has 3 binary systems. There's no stem cell that can successfully defend itself against this 5 binary system coronavirus. Because right now, the binary system is doing a real good poker face on many people. And so most people, if you do not have a mind or soul to give permission to the viruses, to the cells, this virus cannot kill you. So I talk about gene memory in past broadcasts. I talk about the gunpowder. So the gunpowder in this disease is the mind that we have and the subconscious soul, the energy that we have. It's either going to be from someone else or it's going to be our own. So if it's from someone else, we're taking on someone else's bad karma. And so we have to get rid of that. Again, still do the exercise, regardless of what I'm saying. So most important, if you do not have a mind or soul to give permission to the virus, to cells, etc., the virus can't kill you. So you have to work on making sure that you do have your own authentic mind back and your own authentic soul back. And you've got to make sure that it's your own authentic. And you'll know this when you don't have any fear of failure or any fear of success. That's gone. You can actually feel it. But you got to work towards getting that. Now, some of you have already received that based on what happened in the last week, but still do the exercise. Okay? Because I want you to be in a position where you yourself one day can poker face the coronavirus. So my name's Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio, March the 6th, year 2020. Thank you.
Can't read my poker face. Can't read my
And we are back. This is the third segment, March the 6th, year 2020. My name is Brian. Of course, you know, you're listening to Clarity Radio. Wow, segment one and segment two, intense. Like, I'm really, really exhausted. My brain is just going. It's overload. It's absolutely overload right now. So let's go to the next set of 9 points. Third segment, and we're still talking about this healing preparation in the fourth segment. Now, don't go there right away, please. If you want to have a better, greater success with your healing, you need to listen to one, two, and three segments. Okay? So don't be lazy. So here we go. So the first point, explain more on the 100% free will human experience. Well, I can explain a little bit more. So again, we're in the matrix now, all of us. We came from the 100% free will. In the 100% free will, everything was pretty well random. Free will. Here, not everything is random. Mostly not random. So we made our mistakes in the 100% free will. Oh boy, did most of us. And then we came into the matrix to try to go through some exercise, some experience to make us more accountable for what we did or did not do in the 100% free will. So in the 100% free will, well, we're talking about control. We weren't controlled or managed by some sort of software program. To me, everything in this matrix is software program. I mean everything. It's based mostly on a binary code system, non-physical and physical, and it's based on a yes or no response. Very simple. It's a very, very simple process. Yes or no. So as we move to point number two, my gift of intuition or discernment is based on the binary system. So when we take a look at the binary code system in the matrix, again, operates on a yes or no. So when you take a look at the average human being, we have a binary code system, which is 18 binary independent systems, collectively, different ones. I'm talking about overall the body. I'm not talking about a single red blood cell. I'm talking 18 different systems. When you take a look at me, I've got 144 different systems in my body. 144 different systems. So this is why it's easier for me to be able to intuit, discern science. So when we enter the matrix, we come here and we have to redeem ourselves for the mistakes that we have made or for the mistakes that we've taken on for other people based on our beliefs, because it's easy to get sucked in the 100% free will. And many of us have, and many of us have taken on other people's bad karma. So in the 100% free will, we are not controlled or managed by any type of software program. We're not. We've got free will. But when we come here, again, the matrix, a software program. So as we talk about my gift again, using my gift based on a binary system, the most important factor when using my gift of intuition is to be able to ask the right question. This is the most important. By knowing the right question to ask, I'm able to get to the solution very quickly. And that's why I need to work with other trained, top-notch scientists, because they will know the question to ask, and within weeks, that vaccine's done. But not only is it done, it's really done. We don't have to make any changes, revise. It's going to work. The ability of my gift is highly, highly effective in any type of research. I don't need to be trained in any type of research, science field, medical field, engineering field. It doesn't matter. I can actually discern any type of science and get to the bottom of something. That's my gift. That's why I have 144 different binary systems. Point three. As individual groups, corporations, schools, research centers, government, countries, etc., in the matrix, we either get a gift or a lesson or some level of extreme suffering. That's true. And when I take a look at Canada briefly in the 100% free will, so what did we do in the 100% free will that's going to cost us dearly in the matrix now and in the future? One, we did heavily involved in GMO animal cloning. We supported it. We were not peacemakers, and we should be peacemakers. And we haven't really, really been really aggressive in this matrix as being peacemakers. We did not regulate food safety correctly. We did not respect the people of Quebec. We did not respect the Aboriginal people, and we did not embrace alternative medicine and or spirituality. And lastly, we sent people off to war. Well, this is the diabetes. This is the diabetic health care bill. Most men, particularly men that have diabetes, that face amputations, most of them went to war, and they caused other people to lose limbs. And they're back in the matrix here, and they got to pay the debt. So the government pays the debt, too, with the health care costs. This is just seven examples. But what's important is not pointing fingers, because no one really understood the matrix, the concept of the matrix in the 100% free will. No one's pointing fingers. No one's judging. But we're now in it together, and we need to decide whether or not we embrace this truth and change our policies and procedures, our belief systems, to make the future brighter and safer. Or do we simply decide to ignore everything and watch our young population buy their iPhone every year and not really contribute anything to the world? It's a choice we got to make. The fourth, in the matrix, again, the bill eventually arrives. So a reference to the above 7 points, by not respecting the above, that's it. That's right. By not respecting the above, and expecting a different result. Yes, this temporary state of insanity. Yes, to believe in 100% free will, that one is untouchable, this also is a state of temporary insanity. The point, people who appear to be in positions of influence worldwide may be suffering from temporary insanity. It's possible. I may be right. You may be right. But there is a possibility. So when we take a look at the fifth point, disease in the matrix. So genetic cancer, well, it's in the matrix. It doesn't exist in the 100% free will. Now, these pandemics of whatever, viruses, whatever, did not exist in the 100% free will. The coronavirus did not exist in the 100% free will. Genetic diabetes did not exist in the 100% free will. However, environmental diseases did exist, such as diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. That did exist on an environmental level. The whole concept, I mean, Satan did not exist. Didn't exist. Lucifer did not exist. The angel of death did not exist. So now I'm going to get really, really weird on you, because as you're running around playing with your iPhones, now you got to think about what I'm going to say now. And I can tell you, after I've said it, you're going to talk about it at least 6 more times over the next week. The 6th point, let's talk about the angel of death. Very scary. So these are individuals in the matrix that facilitate bad karma. They have the ability through thought to create much harm. They can send energy to you and trigger a cancer in your body, a separate disease in your body. They can do this. These individuals are extremely powerful, and that's their function. They're not evil. Maybe some of them are that work for the other side. But for every 40 people on this planet, there is one person who is assigned the angel of death for every 40 people. Again, they're supposed to facilitate what you sow is what you reap, reaping sown, whatever the situation is. That's why in a 100% free will, I mean, you don't want to hurt anybody. You don't want to be prejudiced. I mean, you don't want to be anti-Semitic. You don't want to be anti-anything. I mean, the Italians, I mean, they got a lot of anti-stuff going on. I mean, they're anti-pasta. I don't understand why they don't love their pasta. I'm just having fun. Okay, spelled differently. Okay, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I love the Italians. I love the Jewish people. I love everybody. I don't have any anti-ness. I'm not prejudiced. But when you are prejudiced in a 100% free will, you increase the chances of you suffering in the matrix. That's why you need to love everyone, but you can't love everyone if you don't love yourself. Because there's something inside you, some sort of hatred, some sort of revenge that prevents you from loving everyone. You should be in a position where everybody likes you and you like everyone. And if that's not the case, you have an issue with that person that needs to be healed. So we talk about the 7th point, the angel of death now. We're just leaving the 6th point. So the angel of death in reference to the coronavirus. People who so far have died from the coronavirus, before they got infected with the coronavirus, the angel of death came upon their steps, gave them energy that says, you are to get the coronavirus. This came from another human being that is considered their angel of death, because everyone has an angel of death that's assigned to them. Pretty scary, right? You didn't know that. So people who took on someone's bad karma, I'm learning they would not die from the virus. But that's as of today. But last week they did. It's all about software. It's all about the software programming. The software program today has changed. So once again, the matrix has been changed. Coronavirus karma can no longer be passed to others for others to die. But still do the exercise. I still want you to do the fourth exercise. So this is good. It's not possible at this time to take on someone else's karma with this coronavirus. This is good. So when we take a look at the eighth point, we speak of medical doctors, which I have a lot of respect for. I think I drive my medical doctor crazy because I keep coming in with a disease, with something, and she tells me what it is. Then I go away and I basically do self-healings and it's gone. You know, so people say, do you go to doctors? Yes, I go to doctors because I want my urine test done. I want my blood test done. I want everything done because sometimes I'm not going to pick up everything. And I have so much respect for the medical community. They work very hard. So helping the medical doctors now, I'm going to help you now. So in reference to doctors who lose patients where the patients actually die under their care, a lot of these doctors, and I've sat down with many doctors who basically took it to heart. They took it to heart. They felt really bad. They did not save that patient. And one doctor in the States, I remember him getting sick over it. I remember that. It was sad. But the angel of death plays a very important role in those patients that die under the doctor's care. So those who died under the doctor's care, in every case, the angel of death came to them before they even saw the doctor. And they were set up to die. But the doctor did not know this. And the doctor, of course, most doctors would try to do all they can to save the patient. But the patient dies. But the doctor had no idea of the existence, the presence, possession of the angel of death energy. And that's a reality too. That is a reality. So those who now intentionally murder their patients, this is something else. There was a case here in Ontario where someone, I think was a nursing home, that killed all these different patients. And the reason why she did this in another incarnation, she was convicted to die by way of a jury. And these individuals that she went after were on the jury in the 100% free will. So for some reason, they all ended up in the same nursing facility or scattered around. I don't know the details. But she went after all of them. See, the answer we can't see. We don't know why someone does something. But there's an answer. And getting back to doctors who made an honest mistake. They made a mistake and the patient died. In every case, the angel of death came to that patient before the doctor made that honest mistake. That patient was to die that way. I know it's hard. It's hard to embrace this because we're running around thinking that, oh my gosh, we have 100% free will, that you can actually make your plans. I say so often, if you want to make God laugh, you tell God your plans. And it's so true. Okay, the ninth. What do we need to take away from this segment three before you go on to the fourth? I mean, you can take away many things. Listen to the broadcast 3 times. Even if you listen to it 10 times, I can guarantee you on the 10th time, you're going to pick up something new and you're going to say, I don't remember Brian saying this. It will happen. Why? Because it's truth. And your brain can only process so much truth. That's why you don't retain everything you hear. So the reason why we suffer is not easily explained in the matrix. The answer is not here. And with respect to government and taxpayers paying the price, when government taxpayers make a mistake, the bill always arrives. But we don't understand why we got the bill and where it came from, because we simply just can't close our eyes and tap into the 100% free will and see how we messed up. But it always arrives. Our free will is reduced proportionally to our bad karma or even good karma. The dark can no longer pass their individual, family, bad karma, institutions, corporations, governments. They can't pass it on anymore. The matrix has changed. So we're all accountable. We have to be, including myself. We all have to be accountable. And we have to be able to recognize the mistakes that we make on a daily basis. and not support mistakes that compromise someone's experience in life. We are not to do any harm to God's creation. Everything. Animals, plants, you name it. Humans. Everything. The environment. But if we continue this matrix and we refuse to change, because even within the matrix, there is a window. There is a window that gives us a little bit of free will. It's not so much. But we get to different stages in our life where we got two roads in front of us. And that's the time that we make a decision. Do we come back and repeat the same life? Or do we move on to have another experience? The fork in the road. But we have to really understand, in the matrix, most of us, when we come into this matrix, we are born in a certain way. That's what we have to understand. We have DNA, and our DNA changes with the spoken word. So when you do self-healings on yourself, your DNA changes. So you may think the 1 million pages that scientists says, oh, we got 1 million pages of DNA information. If you can't take that information and really understand why we suffer, and based on the information interpretation of that science, we know what we got to do. Who cares? It's not helping anyone. Sometimes the simple explanations in life without scientific proof is the best approach. I know that to be true. If I didn't have my gift, I wasn't able to explain the coronavirus on a metaphoric level. We'll struggle more. But we've got to understand what is going on a non-physical level and recognize that we are born this way. We're all born this way to do something different. We're different. We're not all the same. Our DNA is a constant moving target, changes throughout life experiences. But you can help yourself by learning to do good to others. And do not go and burn a church building, a building. Don't do it. You're going to create a huge karmic debt. And what happens if you burn a building and someone dies? You got to pay that debt. Don't raise your hand and strike anyone unless it's in self-defense. Don't do it. Be kind, but do not support bringing harm against another. Do not support any witchcraft. Hey, don't be caught doing curses. And don't join any cults. You stay the heck away from all of this. Okay, so my name is Brian, and we are going to take a break. And remember, well, we're born this way. March the 6th, year 2020, you're listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up. Because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. There's a mirror and a say, I'm beautiful in my way, just I make no mistakes. I'm on the right track today, but I was born this way. Don't let yourself in regret, just love yourself in your death. I'm on the right track. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not sin, believe capital H I am. Hey. I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause I make no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way.
be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, chola, descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this
way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient, mate, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
That's right, same DNA. My name's Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. March the 6th, year 2020. This is now the fourth segment. And so I'm going to help you to try to understand what you need to do to heal yourself. And this is not just for the coronavirus. This is for everything. I mean, this is for everything and anything where you made oaths, vows, commitments, whatever, some sort of an agreement, understanding where you said yes. That you do something always or never, whatever it is. You said something that helped you obligate to somebody else, to someone else to take on their bad stuff. And you did that likely in the 100% free will. But not all of you, listen, you've done this. I mean, on an intuitive level, you know who you are. I mean, you know. So here we go, the exercise. Point number one. So you need to find out who you have oaths to. So I'm going to just give you an idea of the possibilities. Then what you need to do, you need to sit on the edge of your bed somewhere, someplace where it's private and you don't have someone running and screaming at you, or you know what I'm talking about. You need to be by yourself and focus and concentrate. And so let's go through the possibilities. The first possibilities, the first group, oaths to your parents, oaths to family members, spouses, ex-boyfriend, girlfriends, children, all children, family, non-family, grandparents, family, non-family, brothers, sisters, steps. And you could probably add more uncles, you know, aunts, cousins, whatever. They all come into that one group. Then the second group is, well, it's more than one person, I guess, religion, institutions, governments, countries, cults, more than one person, secret society clubs. Yeah, particularly those secret society clubs. They really have oaths. They really tie people up from one life to the next. The next group, well, it's not really a group. Oaths to God, Christ, Almighty God, whoever you believe God is, to yourself, to animals, to anything, to a plant. It doesn't matter what it is. To anything else that you can think of. But you make a list of all these possibilities. Write it down on a piece of paper. And again, I'm going to go over the parents, family members, spouses, ex-spouses, boyfriend, girlfriends, children, all types of children, grandparents, non-grandparents, brothers, sisters, steps, cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever, whoever you can think of, religion, right? Big one, religion, institutions. Religion's the worst. Religion, institutions, governments, country cults, and more than one person in the group. But it come to you. Of course, God, Christ, Christ, God, Almighty God, oaths to yourself, animals. But you're not supposed to make any oaths to anyone. And if you do it, always have an escape clause to the best of your ability, subject to your discretion, and subject to your ability to change your mind. Add in all the possibilities. Just keep adding to the possibilities. Make sure you can get out of it, that you don't come into the matrix and you attract some really bad stuff because you basically did not have any escape clauses. But the ones that have mastered the matrix, they have escape clauses. And they want to tie you up so badly, so they come into every incarnation so they don't have to work hard and they have other people working for them. And they want to steal whatever you have worked hard for, while destroying you, your family. There are a lot of people out there like that. And you have to protect that the best way you can. And how do you do that? Don't make oaths, vows, any sort of always statements. I will always do this. Don't make statements, I will never do this. Don't make these statements. If you do, put in the escape clauses. Make sure you do it. Okay, number two, oaths to man. Okay, I will die for you. You got to get rid of this. Denounce it. I will suffer for you. I will protect you. I will be obedient to you. I will be loyal to you. I will go to hell for you. Whoa. I will be vaporized for you. There's another one. That's pretty serious. And that's kind of a forever situation there. Then I will never go against you. I will tell you everything. You don't want that. No, no, you don't want that. I will take on your bad karma. You don't say that to anyone. You're going to take on their bad karma, their suffering. Forget it. I will give you all my good karma. No way. I mean, that's part of religion, where religion makes you feel that you're unworthy to be received by God. You're just unworthy, period. You've got to be unworthy to be able to accept that and give your good karma away. I mean, that's an absolute brainwashing program going on. In fact, all of these are brainwashing. I will die before you. Before you. You don't do it. All of these, if you clear all of this, it will set you free from the dark side obligation, where you don't have any obligation to the dark side. People who are dark. And I would do this 7 nights. Take 7 nights or 7 days during the day or nighttime, but do it once, the whole program, for 7 days. Then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you after you've done it, okay? Okay, so what we're going to do now, we're going to go to the next point. So we're on the third point, and this is oaths to religion. Remember, you know, the spoken word is very powerful. In fact, there's nothing more powerful than the spoken word in this matrix. The spoken word is the most powerful. I know that to be true. I can't tell you how I know that to be true, but I know that to be true. It is very powerful. And so with religion, you have to denounce as you speak it. You could write it. You could see it. You can have someone read it to you. If you're handicapped, you can have someone read it, and you can just nod your head. There's various ways of doing this for you to agree to denounce all this. And so you have to denounce, I am born a sinner, always a sinner. This one gets me going. That you agree to continue the suffering for Christ. You know, I picture Christ coming in and standing in front of 10,000 evangelicals. And someone asks Christ, do you still want us to suffer for you? What do you think the answer is going to be? You actually think that 2,000 years later, take and give, that Christ coming back would want us to suffer? And then religion says, no, there's only one life. There's only one life. But yet so many of them believe in the second coming of Christ. So they say, oh, no, that's still the one life. Or only Christ can do that. Only Christ can come back. Do you see my point? Religion will believe in something where those who teach religion gets the major benefit. And I'm not knocking it. This is just the matrix. Because they're here to help set us free, for us to eventually wake up. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, and they're doing a fantastic job convincing people that this is the only life. But that's their acting role. We're all actors, and they're doing a fantastic job. But you have to also denounce where you've agreed not to challenge religion. Denounce the oath or vow of poverty, the oath or vow of chastity. I mean, the main reason for so much sexual abuse in the church is because of this vow. And they know it. The vow not to get married really messes things up, really messes society up. Vow not to have children. So here's the deal. So in the 100% free will, you're a woman, you take a vow not to have children. That vow stays with you, okay? Now, you come into the matrix, but you're no longer part of the church, religion, etc., whatever. Then you have a child, you still have that vow attached to you. You have the child, then you get sick because you went against your word. That's why women, nuns, do not ever make a vow not to have children. It will haunt you. It will kick you in the butt. And that child, your child, needs you, the mother. A vow to defend and protect religion. To die. The vow oath that one religion is the only true religion. See, our life experience is about trying to help others. It's not about creating division, although there is division already within this matrix between the dark and the light. I get it. A vow to only accept the teachings of religion. You have to denounce all this. A vow that you are forever damned. Don't do this. Man has no right to dictate that someone is forever damned. But if you actually believe in that nonsense, it can happen. Because your experience in the matrix is based on your core beliefs. A vow, an oath that God is a punishing God. You have to denounce this. The matrix is set up based on what we've learned in a 100% free will. If you learn the correct information on how to live, and so when you leave the 100% free will and you come into this matrix, you end up going through less suffering. This is the truth. So let's go on to the fourth group here, the oath to God. And God doesn't want us to make any oaths to anyone, to God, to Christ, Almighty God. Nobody, nobody. For a moment, I just sounded like Mel Lastman. Nobody loved those commercials, Bad Boys. I love those commercials. I love watching Mel. So here we go. The oath to God. Would you make an oath to God? I will die for you? Come on. God doesn't want you to die for God, or I will destroy the enemy for God. I will start a frickin' World War III for God. God told me this is what I gotta do. God doesn't tell anybody to start any war. I will sacrifice myself for God. No, you have to denounce this. I will be the slaughtered lamb for God. Come on. Not so. And another one, I am always unworthy to receive God. Oh my gosh, come on. You've got to denounce this. Your spoken word is very powerful. It can change your DNA. And another one, I will never be forgiven by God. Oh, you have to denounce this. Wow. Then you have to denounce the Ten Commandments of God. You have to. Because when Christ came, this is what the message was. He says the Father has two suggested, and they weren't even a commandment. It's a way of life. Because Christ understood the matrix. But Christ died before he could teach the matrix in the 100% free will. And this is why we don't know too much about the matrix. They took Christ before he was able to start talking about the matrix. And that's the truth. And the two approaches to life. So what Christ really wanted us to live by is to love your neighbor as yourself. And also to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the two. So one was for neighbor, and the second one was everyone outside your neighbor. That's it. And if you could live according to those two approaches, you would reduce your own personal suffering in the matrix. But the Bible, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. The commandment says thou shalt not kill. It doesn't say thou can kill if you defend yourself. No, it says thou shalt not kill. So if you accept that at face value and you kill someone while you are defending your own life or a family member's life in the 100% free will, you come into the matrix to pay the debt. There is no wiggle room. That's why you cannot accept the Ten Commandments, because there's no wiggle room. With God, there is wiggle room. And everything's based on your best ability to do so. God is not a punishing God. We punish ourselves by accepting certain core beliefs that when we come into the matrix, we're toast. And if you're not gifted like me, you have no idea. You have no way to save your ass. You got no way. And he wants the Ten Commandments to be replaced. He really wants you to love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's what replaces the Ten Commandments. That's it. And you have to denounce also, moving along here, only through religion God exists. You have to denounce that. That's BS. And you have to denounce there's no such thing as past lives. You've got to denounce it. You have to. And you have to denounce, I will never be free from sin. You've got to denounce it. And you have to denounce the Bible is the true expression of God's total truth. It's not. I can go through every page of the Bible and find something that's not correct. And I'm saying this with love. We have to change the way we are, and we have to be more respectful. Violence and war should never be on the table. Okay, now the fifth. You got to ask God to forgive you. That's what you got to do. So let's do it. It's a lot of work involved. You do this, and you're going to be very happy. And you may even live longer. You may end up getting an extra 10 or 20, 30 years longer in your lifespan. Yeah, it says that's true. Some people, that will happen. So ask God to forgive you. So for what? For going with man's understanding of God. Just ask for complete forgiveness. And listen to me whenever I do a broadcast and become much more evolved. I don't want you to become a religious fanatic. I just want you to know the truth and go out into society and go play your golf game, go play hockey, have your pizza, enjoy your life, have a normal life. Don't be freaking crazy on me. Okay, now, you got to ask God to forgive you for bringing harm against another in the name of God. Yes, in the name of God. This is BS. God does not tell us go and kill someone. This is not so. You got to ask God if you played any role in altering God's creation. Ask God to forgive you. This is a big one here. Big one. Here's another one. Ask God to forgive you for bringing harm against any true messenger of God, any true gifted person. You've got to do it. Even if you think you haven't, just by your spoken word, you may have done it. So ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you for making oaths to man, to God, to anything, to anyone, to anything that moves. Could be anything. And ask God to forgive you for forgiving others. That's not your purpose. That's not your job. You can let go of your anger and your revenge. It's not your job to forgive another human being or anyone else. Ask God to forgive you for holding on to anger. Here we go. Resentment, revenge, etc. And ask God to forgive you for taking on the role of God. See, when people do this, the bill always arrives. And with a lot of people, this is how the matrix works. So let's say if someone took on the role of God in the 100% free will, and they said, I think these 500 people should just be wiped out, slaughtered. This is an extreme example. But yet, it was not justifiable. It was an extreme act of cruelty. It had nothing to do with defending their country or defending somebody else. But they just said, yeah. I think we've got to take out the 500 people. So now they come into the matrix. So guess what? For the next 500 incarnations, they have to come back and die for each one. That's how the matrix works. This is why you just don't do this. Become a tree hugger! You know, I'm joking, but you just don't do this. We don't really understand this. Don't take on the role of God. Don't go and take a rifle and shoot 60 people. Don't do it, because the debt will always come. It will always come. And why in this matrix someone is able to shoot 60 people? Well, I'm still pondering over that question. I haven't studied that question at death, but I will. But ask God to forgive you for suppressing God's truth. Wow, a lot of people do this. A lot of people do this. And ask God to forgive you for being a false teacher. I mean, there's a lot of things here. And ask God to forgive you for any other act or harm against self, against others that you may have done or had some role in it, directly or indirectly. This is what you need to do. Ask God to forgive you. You can do it. Before we go to point number six, we're going to have this written out for you on our website. It may take a 5 days or whatever, but we'll get it done for you so that you can look at each one and it's easier for you to do the self-healing. And share that with people. I mean, sure. But the sixth point, the spoken word. We need to go over the spoken word again. Again, he's saying it's the most powerful in this universe, the most powerful, the spoken word. And again, he says, denouncing these oaths, vows, and so on changes our own DNA. And it also changes our destiny when we leave this matrix where we end up. And just need to consider that our DNA code is a snapshot of our life script at that time in our life, at that moment in our life. That's all that is. I mean, your DNA code states very simply, let's say, for example, if you're going to die on a certain day, your DNA code will say that you're going to die on a certain day, and it's also going to state how you're going to die on that day. It's really amazing. It's your life script. Your DNA code is your life script. And the seventh, your belief systems. Okay, this is what got most of us in trouble in this matrix, including myself. I almost died last week because of certain beliefs that I had, certain oaths I made in the 100% free will. It's only by me lifting these oaths and beliefs I was able to save my ass. Otherwise, I would not be here. So I'm talking from experience. You know, I'm not here, for example, being a coach for marriage counseling, and I've never been married. The worst, worst. That's not me. I went through the experience of being close to death last week. Your belief system determines, again, what is your matrix life script. And if your belief system has been dominated through man religion, over time you will suffer more. If you embrace man's understanding and concept of religion, over time you're going to suffer more. And if you don't accept man's religion and you accept the matrix, the teachings of this matrix, you, your family, will suffer less over time. That's the truth. But let me tell you something else. If not one man believed that God will never receive them, they would never, never would they alter God's creation. And that's true. The reason why we are messing up God's original creation, because we're angry at God. We're angry at ourselves. We want God to come out of the clouds and say, hey, I'm here. You want to have some sort of huge picture in the clouds of a face, and you can see the moving lips and the loud voice. But through energy, we're all connected. It's just that we allow certain beliefs to cause us to be disconnected. Okay, so the eighth point. So let's look at this. Over 7 days, do the exercise. And we're going to have it on the website so you can read it. But you got to be sincere. Please, I'm asking you, don't do this like you're going to buy a cup of coffee. It's not going to work. Be grateful and do not forgive anyone while you're doing this. Put a big sign up somewhere. Do not forgive anyone. It's important. Put this sign up in front of you before you start. Then if you do, you say, Father, forgive me for forgiving that person. I take that back. That's all you do while you're doing the healings. But do not forgive anyone. And the ninth, listen to this broadcast. Many of you will be set free. And continue to listen to this broadcast to gain the truth. So when you leave here, you can take this truth with you. And so you can teach others this truth. This is not an easy journey, because when you're on this journey, you don't have too many friends. And you have to be prepared to go through life knowing that many of you will be abandoned by those who you considered was your friend. That's the way it is. It's just the way it is, because you're getting prepared to go somewhere else. And those of you who listen to this broadcast, and one day it's going to be millions, you're going to be going to a better place. What we want and what we need is when we leave here that we do actually go to a better place. I would love to go to a place where there's no prejudice, murders don't take place, there's no wars. You know, we're not watching the news where people are slandering each other. It'd be so nice that when we see something, we hear something, we know it's the truth. That's the place where I want to go, where you don't have to worry about your children's future. Most of us worry about our children's future. But there is a place that is much better than this planet. This is the melting pot for many other planets and universes. We all did not come from the same universe. We all did not come from the same planetary system. Planet Earth is a melting pot, and that's why there is so much hatred, so much violence, so much death, so much injury that we see around the world, because this is a karmic melting pot. And you just got to understand that this is a karmic melting pot, that when we get our act together and we basically pass all the jumps and we leave here, we end up somewhere else that's much better than planet Earth. We don't want to stay here because this is the melting pot of bad karma. We want to go somewhere else. So my next broadcast is going to be not next week, because I need you for the next week to do this exercise. I'm not going to do another broadcast. And, you know, trust that the coronavirus is going to be dealt with. And don't listen to the fact that 40%, 70% of the world population will be infected with the coronavirus. It's possible if we don't get the right vaccine, but I believe we will if I'm embraced. If I'm not embraced, I don't want you to worry. It's just the way it is. Accept it, and we just move on, and we move on to something else. Okay, so thank you very much. March the 20th is going to be our next broadcast. Until then, do the exercise. Don't judge. Don't criticize. And try to be nice to everyone. My name is Brian. March 6th, year 2020, and you've been listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you.
Your heroes, the ghosts, hot ashes, the dreams.